My name is Donna Barron. I have a fifth grader at Perry Creek Elementary. He's our only child. We are transplants to Iowa, so we've been here about 11 years now, I think. Time goes by very quickly. I have been actively involved in the schools through the PTA, first at through the Lincoln PTA in our kindergarten years, and then when Perry Creek opened, through the Perry Creek PTA. I have been the PTA president. This will be my fourth year as PTA president going into this school year. My husband, Todd, he works for the Sioux City Arts Center, so we've pretty invested in our community.
Can you kind of tell us a little bit about how COVID-19 has impacted you and your family?
I was laid off from my job, so which actually turned out to be a blessing in disguise. Since then, school shut down and I was able to stay home with our son and continue his education with help through his teachers. Todd has been working overtime to keep the art center and all the staff working at the art center. So it's been a pretty hectic spring and summer for us. Seen a lot of things get canceled for us. We were a busy, active family, and then we went to being not so busy and at home a lot, but we've made the best of it. I think we've done a good job coming together as a family and trying to just use the time to our advantage and spend time together when we might not have had another time. As kids get older, they get more and more busy and you get less time with them. So I've just tried to take that to our best advantage.
So your son's going to be a fifth grader. I guess, how were you guys impacted as far as when school shut down? How was it teaching at home during that time?
It was definitely overwhelming. And we had an amazing teacher who absolutely picked up almost within the next week. We were hearing from her, seeing her via Zoom meetings. She set up several Zoom meetings for her class as a whole class and as a small group class. So I felt like I had a tremendous support system with his teacher, but it was still very overwhelming. You don't want your child to lose the education that they've gained throughout the school year. And it was very difficult to figure out how to keep that going, keep that momentum going. I feel like in March, they're just starting to gain, and to learn the bulk of what they learn, and then to have it all shut down. We were just pedaling as fast as we could just to sustain the education and maybe not move forward quite as quickly as he would have if he would have stayed in school. But we were very fortunate to have his teacher who gave us so many resources. We were very lucky for me to be able to stay home with them and keep that going and have the financial resources to repay for things that kept him going, buying activities that we could do together. Like we built a windmill together and we did some science projects together and bought lots of books for him to continue to read, or me force him to read is more like it. So I know that we were lucky in that way, and I still felt overwhelmed. So I always had in the back of my head, if you didn't have that kind of luck or resources or flexibility, how the children were going to come back, what they would have lost based on the school year. So it was always very sad to me, that whole shutdown, but necessary. I mean, I think safety is more necessary than anything at this point. So that was kind of our experience. We did a lot of fun things to occupy our time, but always in the back of our mind, knowing that education was not moving quite as fast as it could have given if we wouldn't have been going through this.
I think as a family, we have a daughter who is going into second grade. And for us, it was pretty overwhelming. I think at first you would get worksheets and we would do them faithfully at home. And then that kind of fell off, especially when it came to math, because my daughter, actually, my husband ended up teaching her the old way that he did addition and subtraction. So, yeah, and we felt it was overwhelming and we thought that, we could maybe handle it, but we're not teachers. And you could quickly discover that when you're trying to teach your own child. It's hard to have the patience.
You think you're smart until you try to teach something, huh? You realize, oh, that's much more difficult. It's so much more difficult conveying something that you know to somebody than like just knowing it yourself. It kind of opens your eyes a lot.
So. It does for sure. Now let's look ahead. Okay, the school year's going to start. What are your thoughts about what's in place for students? Why maybe you decided to have your son go in person versus going virtual? And just what your hopes and your fears might even be for the upcoming school year.
Absolutely. So it was a tough decision for us. We considered staying virtual full time versus putting him back into school. And I think we took almost all the time we were given to make that decision. Our son has some underlying health issues, which we don't think are a big deal for COVID-19, but we're not 100% sure, as nobody is about it at this point. So we really took a lot of time. My husband and I would sit down at the end of the day and say, okay, well, we have 2 weeks to make this decision. What do you think? And we would just look at each other and nod and say, I don't know. And all right, we have 1 week. All right. You know, and ultimately we chose to go to put him back into the school. We made that decision by the deadline. And then a week later, the school board voted to go to the hybrid model, which I appreciate. I realize that probably it was not a easy decision for the school board to come to. It affects so many families and so many working families who don't have the resources to care for their children in the days off and really rely on the public schools for care while they're working. But in terms of safety, I think it was a wise decision. I think it allows them to open by seeing whether they have put in place the safety precautions that they need to put in place. And hopefully in 2 weeks, it will be just going amazingly and we can open up with all of the students full time. But I think it's a good way to see whether that is possible. I wait with bated breath for 2 weeks and 2 weeks to see whether that happens or not. The teachers especially, I think they would be the most affected by anything that might happen, but we'll see. So between those two, we're pretty confident in the return of school. We actually return to school tomorrow, even though our last name is a B, we switch days for schedule purposes. So it's kind of exciting and scary. We did ask our son as well what he thought about going back to school, and he was torn just like we were. He knows that it's not 100% safe. He really wants to go back to school. So he's excited and scared just like we are, just like probably everybody else is. We're kind of looking forward to what the next couple weeks brings, looking forward to a little bit of normalcy back and returning to school. We've had such a good school experience. We look forward to having that again. So we'll see.
Hello.
How are you doing? Why are you excited about getting back to school?
Mostly because so I can see all of my friends and see some teachers, not all of them, sadly, but so I can see some of them.
What has it been like spending more time at home with your family this summer?
It's been boring because we've been fighting a lot, but it's been fun. So then we try to not fight at the same time.
No, I understand. I know when you start spending a lot of time with people, even people you love, it can get a little tense sometimes, but I understand totally. Just kind of what families have been going through. And he did say that he felt like, you know, maybe the family was fighting a little bit.
We're together a lot, so that's bound to happen. He's also at that 10-year-old going on, 18-year-old phase where he thinks he knows everything and has all the answers and wants to do what he wants to do. So it's just been a normal kind of bickering or getting in trouble, but he still gets into trouble even though we don't go anywhere. So it's pretty amazing. That feels normal, which is nice. So you spend enough time with somebody cooped up in a house without any sort of extra activities and you tend to fight. But I think for the most part, we've been doing okay.
Thanks for talking to us, Donna. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. And I wish everybody good luck in the upcoming school year, no matter what decision, virtual, back in school, homeschooling, everything. So I hope everybody has a safe and wonderful first week of school.
Tell me what you're hoping to accomplish this upcoming school year.
probably like get better with my handwriting because my handwriting's not great.
So what do you like most about school?
I like it most because all the teachers are nice and not strict. And there's not really mean people.
Do you have a certain subject that you like the most? And why do you like that subject?
I like math because I'm good at it. It's just something that I enjoy doing other than reading and writing.
And actually, I know with math, do you get a lot of help from your parents? Or if you're kind of like our family, we have no idea what our daughter's first grade math was all about. We were a little confused. Has it been hard maybe not having that instruction? Or maybe your parents are experts at math. I don't know.
I don't really know if they're experts at math or not. I think it's just the teachers that got me good at math mostly.
No, that's good. Anything else you want to say? Anything else you think that we need to know about you going back to school or about school reopening, at least partially?
I don't think so.
Thank you, Tate.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye.